This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Picture, if you will, the ideal fall day. Changing leaves, crisp weather, you need a sweater maybe. And what about some apple picking? This is high season for a lot of pick-your-own-apple places and pumpkin patches too, which is also the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
I'm Al Rose from Red Apple Farm in Phillipston, Massachusetts, and I'm a fourth-generation farmer. The demand has been kind of through the roof. It's been unprecedented. It's kind of, my wife and I correlate this year almost like a brand new, like a startup year for us. So not only do we have all the COVID adaptations and, you know, every year we do have quite a few new employees that, you know, for the fall season, but this year, you know, we weren't expecting to have the same busyness in the fall that we would normally. We thought we'd more ease into it, especially early September, but the demand was right from Labor Day weekend was huge, probably 50% higher. For the last roughly 20 years, we've had dig your own potatoes, but primarily in the past, it's the school groups that love and do sign up to do it. You can imagine kids love playing in the dirt. But this year, people are ecstatic about it. We had well over 500 people dig your own potatoes this year, and it was the quickest we ever got through our potato field. In French, the word for potatoes is pomme de terre, which is apples of the earth. So this year, people were getting apples off the trees and apples out of the earth, and we're having a brand new experience. And we know next year we're going to have to double our potato field. In 2019, we had a really bad hailstorm, and about 60% of our apples got damaged or dinged, and it was a really tough crop to grow and to harvest and to sell. And that was the year that pushed us in getting to hard cider. We made a lot of hard cider that year. But we kept saying that, well, we can't wait for 2020. It's going to be so much better and so much easier. But little did you know. But that being said, I just, you know, I do feel that it also shows a year like this that, and this happened in 2001, you know, 9/11, we had a lot of people that came to the farm. People, again, needed to connect with something that was tangible, something that there was a security and authenticity and a realness of being at a farm. And we're seeing that this year with COVID as well, where, you know, the farm really resonates with people. And also shows me that, optimistically speaking, that we're in a business that, yes, we're providing food, but we're providing a family farm, and there's a value and a connection there that we hope we can make in another 100 years.
Al Rose, Red Apple Farm in Phillipston, Massachusetts. Do let us know what's going on in your economy, would you? And then we will tell your story on the radio. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.